Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Roga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. I was reading a book of Saint Catherine of Siena tungkol sa buhay niya. This is the life of Saint Catherine of Siena, written by Blessed Raymond of Capua. So he is Saint Catherine of Siena's spiritual director. So ito yung itsura ng aklat. Let me share the cover of the book for you. So sinulat ito ni Blessed Raymond of Capua. At si Blessed Raymond is on his way to sainthood. Napakaswerte ni Saint Catherine of Siena na may spiritual director siya na on his way to sainthood. At napakaswerte din ang spiritual director niya na si Saint Catherine of Siena ang kanyang ginagabayan. And sino ba itong si Saint Catherine of Siena? Hindi ito si Ate Siena sa Batibot. Sorry, medyo sa mga kagets noon, alam na. So, bakit ko na-bring up itong aklat na to? It's because there's an interesting part in the book that I would like to share. And I would like to recommend this book din nga pala kung gusto niyo ng reading about the life of a saint. Ang daming mga miracles ni Saint Catherine of Siena. And hindi ko alam kung masasabi ko na gayahin natin si Saint Catherine kasi masyadong hardcore tong si Saint Catherine when it comes to fasting, when it comes to mortification. Pero gayahin natin siya sa kanyang pagdadasal sa Panginoon dahil may mga visions siya ni Jesus Christ, our Lord. And at the very least, sana tayo, lagi tayong magdadasal sa Panginoon as if na parang kausap natin siya araw-araw sa mga malilit na bagay natin sa buhay. So ano tong kwento na tinutukoy ko? It involves a member of the Sisters of Penance of Saint Dominic, the order Saint Catherine is in. So nasa order of the Dominican si Saint Catherine. May isang nun doon na ang pangalan is Palmarina. At si Palmarina ay inis na inis kay Saint Catherine to a point na ayaw niya itong makita or madinig man lang ang kanyang pangalan. So ganun siya ka nabibisit sa santo na ito, sa santa na ito. Of course, what better thing to do than to pray for that person. Kung may taong inis na inis sa inyo, hindi mo gagantihan ng pagkamuhi din. Kailangan ipagdasal mo itong tao na ito. At ito ang ginawa ni Saint Catherine. Eventually, sa buhay ni Palmarina, tinamaan siya ng sakit and she was in the brink of death. At alam niyo ba na kahit na hindi maganda ang trato ni Palmarina kay Saint Catherine, ay sobrang concerned ni Saint Catherine. At pinuntahan niya ito, she tried to care for her, pero itong si Palmarina, dahil sa kinamumuhian niya itong santa na ito, she was angry at pinagsisigawan niya, "Leave me alone!" So alam niyo, kung ano ang ginawa ni Saint Catherine, hindi siya mapakali. Especially to the thought na ang taong ito, she might die without the sacraments. So she prayed so hard na hindi matake ng Panginoon ang life ng taong ito nang hindi nakapag-sacraments. At kasi kung nangyari yun, maaaring mapunta sa impyerno ang kaluluwa ni Palmarina. And this is because of her pa, dahil sa kinamumuhian niya. Masyadong nagigilty si Saint Catherine na baka dahil sa kanya ay maging cause pa ng pagkapunta sa hell nitong babaeng ito. Kung tayo yun, baka isipin natin, parang pakialam natin, kinamumuhian mo na nga ako, bahala ka sa buhay mo. ewan ko, pero some of us, ako hindi ko lang, baka ganun ang isipin ko, I pray na hindi. Si Saint Catherine, she loved her enemy. And ayon sa Matthew 5, verse 43 to 48, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collector do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Si Saint Catherine, she begged the Lord to extend the life of Palmorina. Para makakuha si Palmorina ng perfect contrition. Para din makakuha siya ng Sacrament of Reconciliation. At ito ang dasal ni Saint Catherine. Babasahin ko para sa inyo. O my Lord, if you will not grant me the mercy I have asked for my sister, I shall not leave this spot alive. Punish me for all her sins, for I am the cause of her wickedness, and I should be punished, not her. I beg you, O most merciful Lord, by all your goodness and mercy, not to allow my sister's soul to issue from her body until she has been given your grace and obtained your mercy. Eventually, dininig ng Panginoon ang dasal ni Saint Catherine of Siena at na-extend ang buhay ni Palmorina kahit na ilang araw lang. The Lord's mercy sent light to enlighten this agonizing soul and allowed her to recognize her faults. Eventually, she received the sacrament of confession with great contrition. How many of us would do the same for our enemy? In this fight against wokeness, sa totoo lang, what's our goal? To show na mali sila at tayo ay tama? Always remember that we do not do these things to win debates, but to win souls. So let's pray for our brothers and sisters who were indoctrinated and captured by this woke net. So when it comes to woke people, yung guest natin before, si Noel Mering, have a good analogy on the three types of woke people. So listen or watch it in our podcast channels. All right. This has been another episode of the J. Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is J. Aruga of the J. Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.